Hey everyone, welcome to another deep dive. And today we're going to be taking a look at Web3 wallets.
Exciting stuff.
It is.
Yeah.
And we've got a whole stack of articles and research here
yeah.
trying to figure out, you know, what they are,
yeah.
why they even matter to businesses.
Absolutely.
And, you know, one of the things that I was really struck by as I was going through this
yeah.
is how Web3 wallets could really have a huge impact on a business's bottom line.
That's right.
Like we're talking, you know, new revenue streams, maybe cutting costs.
For sure.
Even managing risk.
Definitely.
All sorts of good things.
Yeah. I think what's interesting is that, you know, Web3 wallets,
right.
they offer a level of control
yeah.
and flexibility that traditional financial systems just don't.
Okay. I am intrigued.
Yeah.
But let's back up for a second.
Sure.
For those of us who maybe don't live and breathe blockchain every day.
Right.
Can you just explain, like in plain English,
totally.
What is a Web3 wallet?
Absolutely. So think of it this way. You have a physical wallet.
Okay.
Right. You put your cash and cards in it. Well, a Web3 wallet is basically a digital version of that.
Gotcha.
But instead of holding your physical money,
right.
it holds your digital assets.
Yeah, right.
So that could be cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin, Ethereum.
Yeah.
It can even be things like NFTs.
NFTs.
You know, those digital certificates of ownership.
Right, right.
But the key difference here is that unlike your bank account,
yeah.
where the bank ultimately controls your funds,
right.
with a Web3 wallet,
okay.
you actually hold the keys.
Oh, interesting.
So no one can access those assets without your permission.
So it's like having your own little personal digital vault.
That's a great way to put it.
But with the added bonus
yeah.
of being able to interact with the world of digital finance.
You got it.
Okay, that's making a little more sense.
Good, good.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around
yeah.
like how this all translates
yeah.
into actual benefits for a business.
Right,
you
of
know?
Course.
Like why should a busy decision maker even care about this?
Well, let's start with cost reduction. I mean, one of the biggest pain points for right. businesses, particularly those that do international business,
yes.
is the high cost of those transaction fees.
Yeah, absolutely.
So every time you send or receive money through those traditional channels,
right.
you're losing money to the banks or payment processors.
Right.
Web3 wallets can significantly reduce those fees,
okay.
especially for cross-border transactions.
Interesting.
So let's say you're a business and you send frequent payments overseas to a supplier.
Okay, yeah.
With the traditional methods, you could be losing maybe 3% per transaction, even more.
Wow.
With Web3 wallets,
yeah.
that can be reduced to, you know, a fraction of a percent.
That's huge.
Potentially saving you thousands of dollars a year.
Thousands.
Yeah.
That's significant.
It is.
Okay. So cost reduction check.
Right.
We got that one down.
Yeah.
What about increasing revenue?
Okay.
How can a Web3 wallet help a business
yeah.
bring in more money?
So this is where things get really interesting.
Okay.
Web3 wallets open up all these new avenues for generating revenue.
Okay.
So for example, we found Grab, you know that ride hailing and delivery app?
Yeah.
Popular in Southeast Asia.
Yeah.
They're using Web3 wallets to offer like coupons and rewards, you know, tied okay. to major events.
Interesting.
Yeah. So imagine you're going to a concert or a sporting event.
Okay. Yeah.
And you get these exclusive discounts or
oh,
loyalty
yeah.
points directly to your Web3 wallet.
Right in the wallet.
Yeah. That you can redeem for, you know, rides, food, deliveries, whatever.
It's all within their ecosystem.
Right.
That's pretty smart.
Yeah.
It's like loyalty programs on steroids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just limited to rewards and coupons.
Right.
Businesses could create and sell their own unique digital assets.
Okay.
Whether it's, you know, access to special content,
mm-hmm.
limited edition merchandise,
mm-hmm.
maybe even fractional ownership in some real world asset.
Oh, wow.
I mean, the possibilities, they're kind of endless.
Okay. So we've got cost reduction, revenue generation.
Mm-hmm.
What about risk management?
Right.
Is there any way that Web3 wallets can help a business, you know, kind of mitigate those risks?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So because Web3 is decentralized, it automatically reduces reliance on third parties.
Okay.
Right. With the traditional systems, if, you know, a bank gets hacked
yeah.
or a post-it processor goes down,
right.
your business is really impacted.
For sure.
But Web3 wallets, especially what we call these non-custodial wallets,
right.
give you the user.
Yeah.
Direct control over your assets.
Interesting.
So it's like having that personal digital vault.
Right, back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And no single entity can just freeze your funds or restrict your access. So it's like taking back control in a way.
Exactly.
From those big institutions.
That's right.
And putting it more into the hands of businesses and individuals.
Yep.
That's a pretty compelling argument.
It is.
Especially, you know, as things get a little more uncertain in the world.
Definitely.
I imagine there's some challenges that come along with all this, though.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We'll get into those a little bit later.
Okay.
But before we do, let's switch gears and look at the different types of Web3 wallets that are out there.
Sounds good.
And how businesses can choose the right one.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right.
Okay, so we've heard that Web3 wallets, they really do have a potential to shake things up in the business world.
For sure.
But I think it's easy to get lost in all the, you know, technical jargon.
It is.
With wallets and keys and blockchains and all that stuff.
Right.
So let's make it a little bit more practical.
Yeah.
If a business is ready to explore Web3 wallets, what kinds of wallets are out there?
Okay.
And how are they different?
That is a really good question. And, you know, just like any financial tool,
right,
the right wallet for you is going to depend on your needs and your risk tolerance and all that.
For sure.
Let's break it down.
Okay.
So you've got basically two main categories. Uh-huh. You've got your software wallets and you've got your hardware wallets.
Okay.
So think of software wallets kind of like apps.
Good.
On your phone or your computer.
Gotcha.
They're convenient. They're pretty easy to use,
got
especially
it.
If you're a business just starting out with Web3.
Makes sense.
Within software wallets, you've got a few different options.
Okay.
You've got things like browser extensions, like MetaMask, which are great for quick access, you know, if you're going to be interacting with dApps.
Wait, dApps? What are those?
Oh, yeah. Good catch.
Yeah.
So those are basically programs that are built on the blockchain.
Okay.
And they allow for all kinds of cool new functionality that you don't get with your typical traditional apps.
Gotcha.
Think of them as kind of like the building blocks for the decentralized internet.
The decentralized internet. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, back to wallets.
Yeah.
You've also got mobile apps, right? Like Trust Wallet or Coinbase Wallet.
Right.
Those are perfect if you're on the go.
Yeah.
You need to manage your stuff from anywhere.
Yeah. Just access it quickly.
Exactly.
So it sounds like software wallets are kind of the everyday drivers.
I like that.
In the Web3 world, offering, you know, convenience and ease of use.
Yeah, I think that's a good way to put it.
What about hardware wallets?
Okay, so
you mentioned those earlier, being more secure.
These are like Fort Knox.
Okay.
For your digital assets.
Right.
They're physical devices. They often look kind of like a USB drive.
Gotcha.
And they actually store your private keys offline.
Offline.
Completely offline, which makes them much more secure.
Wow.
Virtually immune to hacking attempts.
Okay, so remind me.
Yeah.
The private keys, those are like the combination to your digital vault, right?
Exactly.
So this is keeping them completely separate.
Yeah. So they're never exposed to the internet.
Oh, wow.
Which really reduces the risk of theft.
Okay.
Some popular examples are the Ledger Nano X and Trezor.
Okay. So if security is the top priority for a business.
Yeah.
Especially if they're dealing with, you know, maybe larger sums of money or assets that are really sensitive.
Right.
Then a hardware wallet sounds like the way to go.
Yeah, it's like having an extra layer of protection.
Yeah, that makes sense. Because this world can feel kind of like the Wild West sometimes.
That's a good way to put it.
And just like the Wild West, you got to be aware of the risks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Web3 wallets, they offer a high degree of security.
They do.
But there's always the potential for, you know, human error.
That's right.
Like, what's the biggest risk?
So the biggest risk is actually losing your private keys.
Losing the keys. Oh, man.
Yeah.
What happens if you lose them?
So that's like losing the combination to your safe.
Oh, no.
There is no central authority to help you recover them.
So it's all gone.
Yeah.
That's scary.
It is, which is why it's so important to choose a reputable wallet provider.
Right.
To understand how to properly store your keys securely.
Yeah. Okay.
And maybe even consider backup options like social recovery.
Social recovery. What's that?
So that's where you designate some trusted contact.
Okay.
Who can help you, you know, regain access.
If something happens.
If something happens.
If you lose your keys.
Exactly.
That's a good option.
So it sounds like with great power
comes
great responsibility in this Web3 world.
That's right.
Speaking of responsibility, you mentioned regulatory uncertainty before.
Oh, yeah.
What's the latest on that? Are governments, are they starting to catch up?
You know, it's a mixed bag.
Okay.
Some countries are really embracing this whole Web3 thing.
Okay.
They're creating these favorable regulatory frameworks.
Others are a little bit more cautious.
Right.
The lack of clear guidelines can be challenging for businesses.
Yeah, for sure.
Especially those operating, you know, in lots of different places.
Yeah, if you're international, that could be tough.
Yeah. So it's really essential to stay informed
okay.
about what those regulations are in your area.
Okay.
And maybe even seek some expert advice.
Yeah, that makes sense.
At least you need to.
So there's a lot to navigate in the Web3 world.
It really sounds like
from choosing the right wallet to, you know, making sure that you're on top of the regulations.
Right.
But there's, I don't know, there's also a lot of excitement here.
Yeah, there is.
Like amidst all these complexities, mm-hmm. there's this sense of, I don't know, possibility.
For sure.
Earlier, you touched on some of those mind-blowing trends
that are
emerging.
Right.
Let's dive into those now.
Right.
Because I have a feeling they're going to be big.
I think so, too.
So we were just talking about some of those super exciting trends that are on the horizon in this whole Web3 space.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like we're really on the cusp of something big here.
It does.
Like, kind of reminds me of those early days of the internet.
Totally.
When, you know, everything was new
and
full of potential.
I think it's a really good comparison. We're seeing this convergence of like technologies and ideas that could change how businesses operate and how they interact with their customers.
Yeah, for sure.
One trend I find really interesting is this rise of multi-chain wallets.
Multi-chain wallet?
Yeah.
What are those?
Okay, so imagine your customers can pay you in any cryptocurrency.
Okay.
Regardless of what blockchain it's on.
Wow.
That's the idea.
Okay.
With multi-chain wallets.
Gotcha.
They're like this universal bridge that allows transactions across all those different blockchains.
So it's just, it makes it easier for everyone.
Exactly.
If you're a business, especially a global business.
Yeah, especially if you're global.
That's got to be huge.
Yeah, for sure.
That sounds super convenient.
It is.
What other trends should we be keeping an eye on?
So another one that's getting a lot of attention is this integration of decentralized exchanges.
Okay.
Or DEXs.
The DEX, right?
Yeah, right into wallet.
Okay, remind me what those are again.
So think of it like a stock exchange.
Okay.
But without a central intermediary.
Okay.
So it allows people to trade crypto directly with each other peer-to-peer without going through, you know, like your typical exchange.
Okay, so you're cutting out the middleman.
Exactly.
Okay.
And imagine having that functionality right there in your wallet.
Right in your wallet.
It just streamlines everything.
Okay.
Buying, selling, trading.
Makes it so much easier.
Way more accessible.
It's like a little mini marketplace right in your pocket.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah, that's powerful.
It is.
What else is coming?
I think maybe the most transformative thing we're seeing
is like social features
being
added to Web3 wallets.
Social features. Interesting.
Yeah. We're seeing these wallets become more than just simple tools for managing your money.
Right.
They're becoming like platforms for communication, for building communities.
So it's not just about the transaction anymore.
Yeah.
It's about like building a whole ecosystem within these wallets.
Think about it. Imagine your customers can pay you.
Okay.
They can earn rewards.
Mm-hmm.
They can manage their loyalty points.
Yep.
They can even connect with each other.
Okay.
All within your app.
Huh.
Thanks to Web3 wallets.
It's like you're creating a world.
Yeah.
Inside your app.
Pretty much.
This is really making me think differently about digital finance.
It's a whole new world.
Like we're just scratching the surface here.
We are. We're still early.
Okay.
But the potential is huge.
Yeah.
And I think for business leaders out there, the key takeaway is to don't ignore this.
Don't ignore Web3.
Web3 is not a fad.
Okay.
This is like a fundamental shift in how we interact online.
For sure.
And how we do business online.
It sounds like ignoring Web3 would be like ignoring the internet back in the 90s.
Exactly right.
Like you might get away with it for a little while.
You must.
But you're going to fall behind.
Yeah. The train's leaving the station.
It is.
Businesses need to decide. Are they going to get on board?
Get on board.
Get left behind.
So how can a business start exploring Web3 wallets?
You know, start by just educating yourself.
Okay.
There are so many resources online. There's stuff in our show notes.
Yeah.
Experiment, you know, play around with some different wallets.
Mm-hmm.
See how it could apply to your business.
Right. Just dive in.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yeah.
This is new for everyone.
That's a good point.
There's this great community out there
of
people who are ready to help So don't let the fear of the unknown hold you back from really exploring this.
That's right.
It seems complicated, but at the end of the day, it's about giving power back to businesses and individuals.
That's right.
Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive into Web3 wallets.
Great topic.
We hope this is giving you some insights.
Yeah.
And you're feeling inspired to explore this exciting new world.
Absolutely.
Till next time.
See you then.
Keep diving deep.